This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. This past weekend, Iowa was scorched by blast furnace-like conditions. We'll have more from the state climatologist for Iowa, Dr. Justin Glisson, right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
Apparently, Mother Nature wanted to kick off summer by turning up the heat lamp all the way to the max. Dr. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, said a few factors led to the intense heat indices.
So extreme heat is above a specific threshold. And we also talk about the potential for triple-digit heat indices. So when you combine the heat with the amount of moisture that's available, we're going to see heat index values approaching 110 degrees. And of course, this has impacts on human health, but also livestock and pets. I think, you know, looking at the setup, this ridge building in, it's kind of Ring of Fire-esque, and we've chatted about this before, where you've got a thermal ridge that builds in a lot of heat, is capped with this stable high-pressure system sitting over the Midwest. And then on the periphery, you get the potential for what we call ridge riders, or systems moving along the ridge.
Glisson said the amount of wind we got is not usually expected with heat events like this.
So we have a lot of moisture flow off the Gulf and off the Pacific. You combine this with an active jet stream, the potential towards the beginning of next week, anywhere from 2 to 5 inches from southeast to northwest across the state. So we're going to see blast furnace conditions, very warm temperatures, but also interestingly enough, windy conditions, very windy conditions, in fact, out of the south.
For more information, visit iowaagriculture.gov/climatology-bureau. For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.